Fact check: Obama falsely claims Republicans think generosity is for suckers. By Hannah Knudsen on August 21, 2024. Claim: Former President Barack Obama suggested during his Democratic National Convention (DNC) speech Tuesday that former President Donald Trump and his Republican supporters, or as Obama called them, the other side, believe generosity is for suckers. Verdict: false. Statistically, Republicans are actually among the heaviest givers. Obama, who largely obsessed over Trump during his divisive speech to Democrats on Tuesday night, demonizing him and his supporters with surface-level jabs, also attempted to cast the vision of the Democratic Party. Related video: Chris Wallace, Biden wasn't selfless, he was basically forced out. Our job over the next week is to convince as many people as possible to vote for that vision. The other side knows it's easier to play on people's fears and sense. Always ask. They will tell you that government is inherently corrupt. That the sacrifice and generosity are for suckers. Since the game is rigged, it's okay to take what you want and just look after your own. Obama said of those who oppose the vision of the Democrat Party, whose platform includes the promise of protections for doctors who want to trans children. That's the easy path. We have a different task. Our job is to convince people that democracy can actually deliver, and in knowing that we can't just point to what we've already accomplished. We can't just rely on the ideas of the past. We need to chart a new way forward to meet the challenges of today and common understandings, Obama continued. Obama's assertion that Republicans look down on generosity and sacrifice is categorically false. Watch, Jill Stein, Kamala mania is a lie, we've seen this before. Statistics on U.S. generosity, highlighted by Philanthropy Roundtable, actually show the complete opposite. Out of Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, Republicans were identified as the heaviest givers, which amount to $5,000 or more per year. 12% of Republicans fell in that category, compared to 4% of Democrats and 3% of Independents. Republicans were also identified as the most heavy givers, which includes giving anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 per year. 19% of Republicans fell under that category, compared to just 13% of Democrats and 17% of Independents. Philanthropy Roundtable also noted that almost exactly half of the group of Democrats, Independents, and Republicans averaged donations of $100 to $999. Meanwhile, Democrats were the champions of light giving, $0-$99 per year, as 35% fell into that category, compared to 29% of Independents and 19% of Republicans. Philanthropy Roundtable provided more statistics as well, identifying conservatives as hearty givers, as made clear in this graph, the one previous, and many other data sets. The graph it referred to showed individual conservative donors, even with less income than self-described liberals, give 30% more than their left-wing counterparts. It also debunked the stereotype that Obama attempted to tout, that Democrats are more generous. When it reported its findings, the Chronicle of Philanthropy noted that the states that rank highest in charitable giving all voted Republican in the 2012 presidential election, while all but a couple of the least generous states voted for the Democrat. That's what the color coding to the left reflects. Economist Arthur Brooks, author of the detailed charity analysis Who Really Cares, likewise states that the electoral map and the charity map are remarkably similar. He notes there is a persistent stereotype about charitable giving in politically progressive regions of America. While people on the political right may be hardworking and family-oriented, they tend not to be very charitable toward the less fortunate. While those on the political left care about vulnerable members of society, and are thus the charitable ones. This stereotype is wrong. Obama is incorrect. Those on the political right clearly do not believe generosity is for suckers, as they are typically more generous than leftists.